In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I share both spiritual and practical wisdom, together with the insights, offerings, and truth that have helped others live their greatness, conquer their fears, heal from the experiences of their past, be resilient, live empowered and free, and of course, of their authentic happiness. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients who have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. Each episode is meant to offer something beautifully relevant and timely for you. Let the sacred path that you are on be one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, and as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. Here we are. This episode rounds out this very special how-to meditation series of the four essential principles of meditation. These are the foundational elements that will guide you in a successful practice of meditation. And these are also the four elements that will lead you into the most beautiful experiences of your life. If you've struggled with how to meditate, how to build a sustainable practice and a beautiful ritual, if you would like to have further gentle guidance that affirms the benefits of meditation and how it helps you in other areas of your life, these principles are the path and the tools to your Holy Grail. They are the masterful, integral elements to guide and support you as you begin your practice or nourish an existing one. Meditation is something that teaches us how to go within, to feel comfort and peace, to reclaim the path home and into ourself, and to quiet the thoughts that stir and rouse, that keep us distracted and far removed from accessing our inner state of calm and zen. And meditation is one path into your inner wisdom and the truth that lives within you. Here in this fourth and final part of the essential principles of meditation, we examine the principle of purpose. As you listen on, consider how this final element is the beautiful accompaniment to the other three principles, that of presence, allowing, and will. Since purpose is what identifies and ignites the importance for why you choose to meditate, why you develop faith in its cumulative benefit, even if nothing, quote-unquote, seems to be happening at the surface just yet, and how you witness the greater meaning and purpose of your practice beyond what you experience during meditation itself. So let's dive into this fourth principle and its true potential for supporting a beautiful practice and the approach that you bring to all of life. How does purpose find its way into the four essential principles of meditation? It's actually vital because it is in purpose that you decide what is important to you and what value you will receive from your practice. And it is purpose that ignites resolve and your commitment to meditation. What you decide to be the purpose of your practice is the meaningful way in which meditation becomes habit. and the way in which it serves an important place and purpose in your life. And this defines with clarity why you choose it. For example, a purpose for meditation is the feeling of calm that you begin to experience during your practice and in many other moments. If one purpose of meditation for you is to experience calm, this helps set the intention each time you arrive to sit or lie in the practice. It is not an expectation, but rather a supportive intention that guides the flow of your experience. Even on days where the mind will take forever to soften and still, or as you allow the mind to move, to wander, as you witness what is experienced, the purpose of meditation is still a part of your subconscious. Calm can be experienced in other moments of life as you use conscious breathing and present moment awareness to bring your attention into now. In now, there is only this moment to enjoy and experience fully. If one purpose of meditation for you is to experience firsthand what it means to witness the present moment, to live in it, then this purpose guides and supports your choice to meditate and your commitment to the practice, and as you remain open to your experiences. Does purpose help you develop your meditation skills? How is purpose an essential element to meditation and to your life? Take a moment with me right here. Close your eyes and ask yourself, what is the purpose of my meditation practice? How is it important? What is the purpose of your meditation practice? Is it to calm you during anxiety or in stressful moments? Is the purpose of meditation to help you breathe with intention and awareness, to be mindful of what you experience as you inhale and exhale? Is meditation an opportunity to quiet the mind, to give it a reprieve from all of its deliberate functions as you direct your focus in the space and time of this moment? And in full experience of what is. As a transient verb, purpose is an aim unto oneself. Purpose is what mobilizes the decisions that you make. It is what reinforces will. Purpose initiates the mind to ignite what will be, what you go in search of and seek. When you enlist the help of this fourth essential principle in your practice, you are mindful of the reasons why meditation is important and its purpose in your life. There are conscious instances in which we need to experience something for a time to realize its benefits. Meditation is one of these. Before we can decide it is not useful or that it is not working, meditation requires the ardent allowing and presence. These are the first and second essential principles, in fact, of being an observer, of learning to take in the experience in the absence of judgment, so that the true benefit of what you experience may be felt. Sometimes in your practice, you will feel frustrated or anxious if you are searching for a particular outcome that you deem to be absent. Purpose is a solution. It is the element of purpose that allows you to decide how meditation will be restorative and healing. How the perfect nature of non-doing, of present moment awareness, is precisely what allows you to feel inner calm and peace. Purpose exemplifies meaning and significance. When you define the purpose of meditation in your life, when you identify its purpose, you give your meditation practice significance. You define its meaning. What you align with purpose holds merit and thus makes it a priority. Purpose in your life is experienced in similar ways. When you believe in the value and purpose of something, of what you do, of your choices, then this becomes an easy win for what you live. For you to experience the cumulative benefits of meditation, some of which occur immediately, some which you begin to experience over a period of weeks and also months, including a different approach to how you think. This process occurs with the ongoing and deliberate skill of quieting the mind, of returning to now, of feeling at peace, and allowing this feeling to be what you witness as a consistent experience of life, and of what you can spontaneously return to with conscious choice, because you have already witnessed peace felt as an inward experience during your practice. To experience these cumulative benefits, you must first honor the purpose of your practice. What is the purpose of your meditation practice? Find this, and it will anchor the significance of why you practice, why it is important, why it becomes a needed part of life. Consider something here. How does purpose enter your life? What is the purpose of your life? In this fourth essential principle, I encourage you to think about what is the purpose of what you do each day? What is the purpose of what is aimless or unproductive? What is the purpose to do what is meaningful and that which offers you what is truly needed? This fourth principle and its application for all places in your life holds great importance. For when you know the purpose of what you do, when you live with purpose, you make desired choices with confidence. You relinquish what is not important. You live life in the spiritual realm of dignity, honor, self-respect, and true freedom. Freedom, for example, arrives out of knowing why something is important, its purpose, and then choosing accordingly based upon what will give you the best possible outcome. If you live by the principle of purpose, then everything becomes significantly more important and special. Everything now is observed under the reflection of, is this purposeful? Does this matter to me? How are my words and actions purposeful in kindness and in love? How is this habit or behavior of purpose to me and in my life? And also, in all that I do, what holds significance and meaning towards my greater goals and for what is needed right now. Consider the purpose of your practice. Each time that you sit or lie in meditation, acknowledge, what is the purpose? Quietly, a soft whisper for only yourself to hear, and then to let this wisdom in, to embody it as what helps guide your experience. This may be how you live each day, asking, contemplating, understanding the importance of what you do before you have the experience. Try it with me now. Think of some of what you engage in a day. Now choose one thing, and then to pose the question of yourself, how is this of purpose to me? How does this activity, thought, behavior, intention serve my life in a most meaningful way? This is how you continue in habits that nourish and support you, and how you let go of the rest. In meditation, in the same way, purpose is together with the other essential elements of presence, allowing, and will, the sacred treasures that open you to what your experience can be, how it supports your dreams, and the very steps that you consistently take towards each of these with conviction and purpose. To complete this focus on the fourth essential element of meditation, I have a special experience that I would love for you to share in with me. It is a prose meditation. Prose is the form in which this contemplative meditation is written and delivered. You only need to close your eyes to take in my words, to feel the gentle calling of what inspires you to purpose, both in your practice of meditation and in the rest of your life. If you can, please find stillness where you are. And with your eyes gently closed, together with me right now, as you listen and invite in what you hear, let this experience guide you into a beautiful practice that you design for yourself. I see that I am not alone in what I am to do, to bring goodness and joy into my life, into all of the places that I know that serve me best, that align me with what life holds and offers. For I am truly in the perfect dwelling state of my heart. Life adorns some of the most beautiful gifts of wonder and light. Here in the places that I seek divine inspiration, comfort, and love. Purpose is how and why something is revealed to me as important. I find my way into the depths of infinite space and time, and now open to all of the beautiful ways that I may experience the choices I have to enrich my life, to generate new discoveries, to witness my nature, to be present to all that I hold as love in action. I express myself as my gentle nature and my discerning power. I love in all of the ways that life offers me, and in the greatest moments that awaken my heart. In light, in certainty, in grace, whole, relevant to what I know, purpose is the ever-felt presence of my heart's yearning for greatness. In all of the ways that I may live as my highest source of light, of love and care and abundance, directly to all living beings and to myself. My purpose is to live of remarkable light, to be this in all ways, to live as the ideal nature of what I am, and to embody this grace in all that I do and with all others. You may want to remain for a time here with your eyes closed and just notice what impressions and insights you hold. I hope that you will continue to practice meditation, to hold sacred the time and space for which you live in the precious moments of your life, attuned to so much beauty and magic. I will leave a link for a curated list of guided meditations specific to aid in the skill practice of this day's essential principle of purpose, for you to experience it in meditation and in the rest of your life. If you have any questions as you practice this fourth essential principle, and as you continue in your journey of meditation, please reach out to me. I always appreciate hearing from you. And finally, remember you can also access the complete four-part series as a free online meditation course in the School of Wisdom. I will leave for you here the details for how you can get the complete course, which includes bonus videos with my guidance and support for each of the four essential principles, as well as the practice meditations for each of these. I hope that you will allow this course to help you as you build a beautiful meditation practice, and as you live these new and meaningful ways for the rest of your life. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.